Hello, hello, everyone. We are live March 18th, 2025. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We are greatly awaiting and anticipating the drop of the JFK file. So this may happen live and be breaking news while we're on tonight. So we'll see as this goes forth tonight. Hello to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. Let's see who else we have here. Somebody said they're with their golden doodle. How adorable. Okay, somebody else is coming in from Oregon, Ohio, Mississippi, Kentucky, UK. Hello to our international audience and our friends in the UK, Texas, upstate New York. Hello to our neighbors in upstate New York, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, multiple Michigans, Ohio, Florida, Tennessee. Wow, you have so many states coming in. Rockland County, New York. I know exactly where that is because Chris was in Helen Hayes in Rockland County when he was recovering from the traumatic brain injury when it happened back in 2019. So I know exactly where that is. Alberta, Canada. Hello. Welcome to our neighbors in Canada. We are so glad to have our Canadian audience with us tonight, as well as Pennsylvania, Hawaii, Oklahoma, and Long Island has just come in. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy to have you with us. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have some serious things to cover tonight. The dismantling has indeed begun. And it's going to be in a very, how do I say this? I don't know, ripping out the foundation kind of way. And so we're going to talk about a few things that are going on right now within this window between Purim and Passover. So rapid fire events have been happening since we entered this window. Well, more happened overnight, and we're waiting for a big one to drop as well. So basically, we will keep you posted on that. So we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to get into tonight. Our team is watching diligently to see what happens here with this. And I'm going to ask you to share this. If you could share this video, like and subscribe, we will greatly appreciate it. Some very serious things happened overnight that we have to brace ourselves for, that have begun, that I think are just going to intensify all the way to Passover. So basically expect this window. This is why it's brace yourself. The dismantling has begun, because when a demolition happens and when something is dismantled, it is loud, it is big, it is messy at times. And so this is what basically we are beginning to see. So let's open up in prayer, and then we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we just praise you, Father God. We praise you that you are on the throne, that there is none that could ever match you, that there is none like you, that there is none that could ever be above you, Father God. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Not one of us is perfect. Your word says the righteous man sins seven times a day, Father. Refine us, Father. Let the pull of the flesh become less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, we acknowledge that your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he willingly came to the earth to die. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And at Calvary, he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy when that blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. And Jesus Christ said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father. where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Lord, and we honor that immense sacrifice before you this day. Lord, we come into your courts with praise and thanksgiving right now, Father God, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, that the weight of your glory, the power of your presence, your might would move, that it would brood over this place, Father God, that your powerful presence would go forth, that the Holy Spirit would go forth, the counselor, and powerfully minister to those watching, that people would feel the weight of your presence, the reverence of who you are, Father God. Lord, you say, be thou holy, for I am holy. And so, Lord, we just invite you in, Father God, tonight to have your way, Lord, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to go forth and minister tonight to those watching. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first, and allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order this broadcast. Order my words tonight, Father God. Let them be pleasing and acceptable to you, Lord. We ask you, send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this place, to fill this office, Father God. Lord, the skies, the land, the perimeter of the property, to make a hedge and a shield and a wall of protection, that every work of darkness, iniquity, and weapon would malfunction, be dismantled and destroyed, Father God, by your fire. You say you are a consuming fire. Let the plans of the enemy be consumed and destroyed by your holy fire, Father God, tonight. And Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. Lord, you deserve all the glory, Father God. We are simply receptacles to be filled with your glory, to go forth in your kingdom, Father God, to go forth and advance your kingdom in the earth, Father God. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, we seek your face, not your hand, Father, as we go forth tonight, Father. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. There we go. Praise the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. Welcome to everybody who is jumping on during prayer. We have quite a bit to talk about tonight. If you could just share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it right now. We are literally waiting in great anticipation because this window between Purim and Passover is probably going to be one of the most historic that we have witnessed, not only in this nation, but in Israel, in Iran, in England, and in other nations as well. And so there are things happening rapid fire since we entered this window. And it was entered in a very explosive way. And I talked about that last night. So you could go back, watch last night, because the presence of the Lord was mightily moving. And we entered this in an explosive way with what happened at Trump Tower being stormed on Purim by pro-Palestinian protesters that are operating in the spirit of Amalek. And that is how it began. And we entered this 30-day window to the beginning of Passover, 37 days if you count to the end of Passover. So now we're waiting for this to drop. So we're going to put this article up from the AP News. There's some very prophetic things we have to talk about when it comes to what is about to be released with these JFK files. So let's put up the article because there are going to be some serious prophetic alerts here that you're going to want to stay tuned in for. So we'll put the AP News article up first. Although I'm not thrilled with AP News, but we're gonna put AP News up. And then we'll get into the logistics of it, because there's a bit of logistics with this that we need to talk about. So as soon as, yep, we see it, then we'll get into the logistics of it. But Trump says his administration is set to release JFK files with no redactions. 80,000 pages is to be released. It actually sent the Department of Justice into a scramble overnight that he ordered 80,000 pages. Think about this. Let me tell you something. If this was so cut and dry with the JFK assassination, they wouldn't need to release 80,000 pages of information. So these are the files that are being found that are being now purposely released in this time prophetically to the nation. And so the article says, President Donald Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released Tuesday without any redactions. No redactions, making good on a promise he made during his campaign. Trump told reporters Monday that his administration will be releasing 80,000 files, though it's not clear how many of those are among the millions of pages of records that have already been made public. Okay, so 1963, this happens, right? So in 1963, the assassination of John F. Kennedy happens in Texas. Okay. Now, the shepherd of the nation was gunned down in Texas. And it just, I find it interesting over the decades how Texas has become the hotbed of activity after that blood was shed, not only with John F. Kennedy, but also with the Civil War. It was at play. Eagle Pass, I think, was at play in the Civil War. And so it's just interesting to see that Texas has become a hotbed of activity for everything illegal coming across the border. And so 62 years ago, this was 62 years ago from 2025, JFK is assassinated. Donald Trump says that on March 18th, which is today, 2025, he is releasing the files. Today's date has 9/11 in the date. The date he says he's releasing the files actually has 9/11 in the date. And I'll show you how, right? You've got the 3 and you've got the 8, which is 11 from the 18. And then you have 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. So 9/11 actually is within the date of the release of the Kennedy files. Now, if you remember, I had warned back in, it was right before the indictments. In 2020, I think it was 2023. It was February, late February to early March. The Lord woke me up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was there and he woke me up at midnight and he said, Trump was the 45th president of the United States. He's running to be the 47th. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. 9/11, that his presidency would be associated with this. It would be associated with 9/11. His presidencies equal 9/11. Well, the date that he is releasing the files for JFK's assassination actually contains 9/11 within the date. Do I think that's a coincidence? No, I don't. Also, March 30th, 2023 is when Donald Trump was indicted for the first time. So he's releasing the files in the month, 2 years ago, that the first indictment came down. He's actually releasing them 12 days prior to the date he was indicted 2 years ago. 12 biblically has to do with government and rule, and this has to do with a former president. This is no accident either, and it's happening within the window of all the times they could release the JFK files. He has ordered it released in the window between Purim and Passover 4 days after Purim ends. This is not by a mistake. This is setting the tone of this window. Last night I had talked about Purim all year, that this is going to be a year of Purim, a year of reversals, right? A year of the enemy plans getting exposed and dismantled. This is that. The dismantling has begun. And 9/11 is in the date of today when the JFK files are being released, and he's releasing them the same month, 2 years ago, that he was indicted, separated by 12 days, having to do with government and rule. Now, on top of it, 62 years separates the 1963 assassination from where we are now, 2025. 62 years separates it. I'm going to read to you what Psalm 62 says, because I think you're going to find this quite fascinating as we are waiting here for breaking news, if it comes out while we're live. Psalm 62 says, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my defense and my strong tower. I will not be shaken or disheartened. How long will you attack a man so that you may murder him? All of you." This is about what happened to JFK and him being murdered. "How long will you attack a man so that you may murder him, all of you? Like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence, they consult only to throw him down from his high position, to dishonor him. They delight in lies. They bless with the words of their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, my soul waits in silence and quietly submits to him, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress and my defense. I will not be shaken or discouraged. On God, my salvation and my glory rest. He is my rock of strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Men of low degree are only a breath, and men of high rank are a lie, a delusion. In the balances, they go up, which means because they have no measurable weight or value." That's what it says in parentheses. So in the balance, they go up. "They are together lighter than a breath. Do not trust in oppression and do not vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God." Verse 12, "Also to you, O Lord, belong loving kindness and compassion, for you compensate every man according to the value of his work." Let me tell you, that is amazing that that is Psalm 62, and 62 years separates the year these are being released now from when it happened, and what Psalm 62 contains about consulting to throw him down from his high position and about wanting to murder a man. I think that is incredible. Also, there are 12 verses in Psalm 62. 12 days separates the release of these files from the March 30th date 2 years ago that Donald Trump was indicted. So it's very interesting and fascinating what Psalm 62 contains. And I was led to go to Psalm 62 this morning while I was praying and I was studying and I was prompted to go. And so mark down Psalm 62 for this time. Also, 80,000 pages set to be released, right? Number 80. Why is the number 80 so significant? Well, in a time between Purim and Passover, Moses was 80 years old when the Lord appeared to him through a burning bush and sent him back to Egypt that he left 40 years prior and hid himself in the wilderness. And at the age of 80, Moses got ripe, was taken out of his hiding place from the Lord. He was taken out of hiding and marched back to Egypt to present himself and expose Pharaoh. So do I find it coincidence that there's 80,000 pages and the number 80 is in there, and we're between Purim and Passover, and Moses was 80 years old when he was taken out of hiding, marched back to Egypt in order to expose Pharaoh so the Lord may break the superpower of the world to deliver his people? No, I don't think that's a coincidence either. So we are waiting for this. I had had a dream back, I think it was in April 2023, I'll double check, but it was with Carolyn Bessette Kennedy. It looked like an area like Martha's Vineyard, right? And it was a house. And there was a special Christmas chair, remember? And they wanted to put somebody in that chair. And I started sounding the alarm back then about this when I had had that dream. So it's, and I'll see if I can find it at the end. If I can go and find it at the end, I know where it is in the blog. I'll pull it up and we'll take a look at it for a moment. So we're waiting right now for the files to be released. Donald Trump has promised that they are going to be released today. The Department of Justice is in a complete frenzy right now over this. They went into an all-night frenzy, the DOJ. Over this, because he wants none of it redacted. He wants it all released as is, and it's going to implicate some individuals who were in high places at that point in time who conspired in order to do this, to take power. So it's going to become very clear as well, because there's no redactions, what exactly happened and who was involved and why they did it. So just, we'll keep you posted. Our team is going to put it up. If the news breaks, they're going to put it right up on the screen for us. So we will keep you posted on that. Also, something happened overnight that I think is going to cause a powder keg to blow in Iran and the surrounding nations. So let's put up the article, because this is also happening between the window between Purim and Passover. Let's put up the article from NPR and we'll talk about what happened overnight, because there's prophecy having to do with this. So we're going to talk prophecy here in a moment. Overnight, Israel declared ceasefire is over as it launches airstrikes in Gaza, killing hundreds. Now, there's something very prophetic about this that we're about to get into, that you're going to want to take note of and then keep watch for. So Gaza City and Tel Aviv, Israel. Israel launched a surprise wave of overnight strikes in Gaza early Tuesday, killing more than 410 people and injuring hundreds more, according to Gaza health officials, and raising the prospect of a full resumption of war after nearly a two-month ceasefire. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said that the attacks targeted Hamas and launched because the group was refusing to release more hostages captured in the October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel. Now, I had warned coming into this window, it was going to be explosive. Coming before we entered the window, there was a ceasefire. And I had warned the window was going to be explosive from the Lord. Once we crossed that threshold and entered the window between Purim and Passover, all of a sudden, Israel ends the ceasefire and begins a barrage of attacks on Gaza. There was a two-month ceasefire. There was no warning given. And they broke the ceasefire, Israel, and they launched a very intense attack on Gaza. So 4 days after we exit Purim, this also happens. Now, we'll show you a few other articles, because you're going to begin to see something in these articles that I'm going to show you. So we'll go to the ceasefire collapses article, because we're going to show you a few headlines here, because the last one is what is highly prophetic. The last one we're going to show you. There's two. There is a there's one from Fox News, and then there's another one. So basically, this one is amid renewed strikes. Kat says gates of hell will open in Gaza if hostages are not released. This is the defense minister, I believe, of Israel. The gates of hell will open in Gaza if the hostages are not released. Now, I don't think he realizes how charged that statement is or how prophetic that statement is. Given what is happening right now, that Israel, with no warning, within the window between Purim and Passover, has now broken a two-month ceasefire because Hamas is refusing to release hostages. They're refusing to release more. Israel broke it with no warning, and now they're saying the gates of hell are going to open on Gaza if the hostages are not released. New York Post had it too. New York Post had an article. Israel will open the gates of hell. Now, let me tell you how prophetic that statement is, being that the Antichrist is going to set himself up there and the abomination of desolation is going to happen in Israel. This is a prophetic statement that as the spirit of Antichrist coming with it down the road. Okay, so this is very interesting that they're saying this right now. It says Israel will open the gates of hell if Hamas fails to free all hostages. No, Israel should be calling on the army of heaven. They should not be opening the gates of hell. However, Hamas has tried to open the gates of hell in what they have done. And so this statement is a foreshadowing of what is to come down the road in Israel when the events in Revelation happen and the abomination of desolation happens and Satan fills the man of sin, the Antichrist, and he sets himself up as God. So it's very interesting that in the window between Purim and Passover of all times, you've got the Israeli defense minister saying they're going to open the gates of hell if Hamas fails to free the hostages. Now, he doesn't realize fully what he's saying when he says this. He doesn't, because in scripture, it says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So I'm just saying, it's upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So Israel shouldn't be saying they're going to open a portal to hell, because in a way, that will be another cobblestone in the path that leads to the events of Revelation. However, there was prophecy about this with Hamas. And we have some clips for you, and I'm going to play them now for you. And then we are going to discuss them because some of them came right before, about 6 days before this ceasefire ended without warning. So we're going to watch the clips now. Watch for a shocking move in Israel that will upset Abrahamic agreements made and will cause an even greater response as the Palestinians and Hamas, wandering in circles, lost in doctrines of deceptions and hatred, there shall be greater force utilized as Hamas is split literally down the middle and scattered as headquarters and tents of meeting are destroyed. As I have gone out ahead to their camps, and I see all things, says the Lord, watch and see. Israel, says the Lord, do not wheel and deal with devils and those doing his bidding. Do not play cat and mouse. I, the Lord, have a plan so brilliant that shall arise. It could only come from me, says the Lord, and I shall openly be praised for it. I shall place that plan in the hand of a general around Netanyahu. I shall place that plan in the hand of President Trump. Marco Rubio shall see a vision of it, says the Lord. This plan shall tear the very root up of Hamas as it no longer can receive any resources from anywhere. And without the root and the resource, the vine will die, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, reversals have gone forth. I, the Lord, have ruled from my capital throne. There shall be a reversal in the Israel-Hamas war, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Iran, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am bringing forth sharp maneuvers against Hamas in this time. They shall destroy their own. They shall be stricken with plague-like events until they free whom they have held. Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been for more than 40 years, says the Lord. Yes, the 40-year mark is pivotal, says the Lord. So those clips go as far back as 2021, right? As you can tell, because my hair was a lot darker about 4 years ago. And then it works its way up. I want to go to the January 28th, 2025. I'm going to read to you the words again, because it sort of connects with what the Israeli defense minister is saying. January 28th, 2025. Israel, says the Lord, do not wheel and deal with devils, which is interesting. He's saying don't bargain, right, with those under the influence of devils. But also they're saying they're going to open up the gates of hell against Hamas, right? And he's saying do not wheel and deal with devils and those doing his bidding. Do not play cat and mouse. I, the Lord, have a plan so brilliant that shall arise. It could only come from me, says the Lord. And he's going to place it in the hand of a general around Netanyahu. And he's going to place it, he said, in the hand of President Trump, and Marco Rubio shall see a vision of it, says the Lord. And it was going to tear the very root up of Hamas. That was January 28th, right? And now all of a sudden you got Israel saying gates of hell. And the Lord is saying, don't wheel and deal with devils and don't toy with hell right now, and stop playing cat and mouse. Stop bargaining with devils. See, the problem is these families are in so much torture that Hamas is still holding their family members hostage, that they want Israel to negotiate with demons. They want Israel to negotiate with devils to get their loved one back. And what they don't understand is, A, the devil doesn't keep his promise ever. And B, had they called on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach when this first started, and they humbled themselves as a nation, all the hostages would be home. There's a way. His name is Yeshua. And I suggest the generals and those in high places in Israel call on his name right now as well. Now, March 12th, 2025, this is only 6 days ago. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, reversals have gone forth. I, the Lord, have ruled from my capital throne. There shall be a reversal in the Israel-Hamas war. What happened? There was a ceasefire. Israel reversed. It was reversed. And Israel all of a sudden breaks the two-month ceasefire without warning and rains a barrage of attacks on Gaza. So a reversal happened there, right? He also says, there shall be a reversal in Iran, says the Lord. So I think what you're going to see is one reverse, then the other reverse, then another reversal as far as the area around Israel and the Middle East. So the reversals are going to go one after the other. And he says about Hamas, they shall destroy their own. He says, I, the Lord, am bringing forth sharp maneuvers against Hamas in this time. They shall destroy their own. They shall be stricken with plague-like events until they free whom they have held. Why? Because they're still holding them in the window between Purim and Passover. And when Pharaoh and that demonic spirit refused to let the people of God go and held them captive as slaves, God brought forth plague-like events, one after the other, 10 plagues over a year's time, until Pharaoh and that territorial demonic spirit let them go. This is the same setup happening between Purim and Passover. You have God's people, he wants them back. Hamas has refused to release them. They have refused to release them under the attacks of Israel and the barrage of missiles. Well, now the plagues of God are going to come, going forth to Passover, because they are still trying to hold captive what is God's. And this is why they made a very foolish mistake holding these hostages going into this window. Israel launching this set of attacks is going to be nothing compared to what's going to come upon Hamas now for not releasing these hostages. They shall be stricken with plague-like events until they free whom they have held. I mean, it's going to continue until they free who they have held. And then he says, Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been for more than 40 years, says the Lord. Yes, the 40-year mark is pivotal, says the Lord. The 40-year mark is pivotal. Why? Well, because after 40 years in the wilderness, the Lord sent Moses back to face Pharaoh, to destroy a dictatorship, to destroy pagan rule, and to break a superpower. So watch that closely. Watch that closely, that whole Hamas situation in Israel and Iran. Watch that closely. Now, there's something else I saw today that I'm going to share with you, because it tells a lot about why they would choose that. Why they would choose the name Hamas. Why would they, of all names, choose the name Hamas? Well, the enemy always attempts to take from what God creates, to manipulate and attempt to give a deceptive credibility and power, and to try to steal an anointing that's not his. Yeshua HaMashiach. The word Hamas is in HaMashiach. HaMashiach. The word Hamas is in Yeshua HaMashiach. Hamas in Hebrew means the anointed one or the Messiah. So that name was literally pulled. Hamas was literally pulled from what means anointed one or Messiah. It was pulled from the name of the Messiah himself, in order that the enemy would attempt to raise such up with the spirit of Antichrist brooding over. Hamas being raised up to take power from the name HaMashiach to proclaim they are the anointed ones. Their people are the anointed ones. Why? Because Isaac was anointed and not Ishmael. So the enemy took from the name Yeshua HaMashiach and took Hamas out of that name to try to make him an anointed one and an anointed people, when they have not been anointed by God. But the enemy takes what God creates and then manipulates and counterfeits it. The enemy will always pull to try to make himself look like the anointed one, Antichrist. So he literally pulled that name from within Yeshua HaMashiach to try to counterfeit and raise up a false anointed one, a false anointed people that go back to the battle between Isaac and Ishmael, because Isaac was anointed and Ishmael was not, even though God said he would still make him into a great nation. It just wouldn't be the promise that Isaac was given. And so, because of this, because they wanted to proclaim they were the anointed ones with the spirit of Antichrist and steal that from the Messiah. This is why this is the appointed time for it to be destroyed, because it is trying to raise up an Antichrist before its time. It's trying to raise it up ahead of schedule, raise up an anointed one, the man of sin. And so now it's the appointed time for Hamas to be destroyed for this reason. This is why this is the appointed time for their destruction. Because God has a schedule. And when the enemy attempts to rise up before the schedule, God appoints a time of destruction. And because the enemy stole that out of HaMashiach, stole it, took it, and tried to claim that anointing on a people that God did not anoint, there was a day that was set for their destruction. Actually, in Zephaniah 2, verses 1 through 4, it says, "Gather yourselves together in repentance. Yes, gather in submission, O nation, without shame. Before the decree takes effect and the time for repentance is lost, the day passes like the chaff before the burning and fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you. Before the day of the wrath of the Lord comes upon you, seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, who have practiced his ordinances and have kept his commandments. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. For this is the fate of the Philistines. Gaza will be abandoned, and Ashkelon a desolation. The people of Ashdod will be driven out at noon, and Ekron will be uprooted and destroyed." Palestine and Philistine mean the same thing. Oh my goodness, Missy is coming down the stairs. Missy, honey, what are you doing? Missy is in her t-shirt. Here she comes in the office in her t-shirt. So everyone see Missy now. She's coming to say hello and let all of you know she's doing well. We have her in a men's t-shirt. Hi, honey. Yes, hello. Hey, yo. You feeling better? Yes, we have her in a men's t-shirt right now in order to protect the incision that she had to have. But as you can see, she's doing... Cyrus, get away from Toby. Mommy's teaching right now. Just leave him alone. Leave him alone. What's the matter? What's the matter? You going to come up? You want to come say hi? Okay, come say hi to everybody, you big boy. Yes. Okay, come say hello to everyone. All right. They're all in here right now. So it's okay, Cyrus. All right. Everybody lay down and be good now. Mommy's teaching. Okay. They just all came at once. They just all came barricading, like they barricaded, the door. They kind of broke down my barricade anyway. And they just decided to all come into the office. So Palestine means Philistine. So for this is the fate of the Philistines. Gaza will be abandoned and Ashkelon a desolation. The people of Ashdod will be driven out at noon in broad daylight. And Ekron will be uprooted and destroyed. That is Zephaniah 2. That is Zephaniah 2. And that is what we see happening. It's what we see happening right now in the midst of a ceasefire that was abruptly broken within the 30-day window between Purim and Passover. That is not an accident. How this has set up and how this has been broken and reversed is not an accident. And the next thing to happen now are plague-like events until the hostages are let go. The next thing to happen, plague-like events, until the hostages are let go, because we are heading full steam ahead towards Passover. Now, on top of all of this happening, if this is not enough, and we're still waiting for the JFK files to drop, everybody, so we're still waiting for this to drop, we have a very interesting scenario that is unfolding with the judges right now in this nation. And we're going to put the New York Post article up for you, because this also happened within this time. Very serious window we're in right now. And I'm telling you, Iran is next. Iran is going to be shaken from above and from below. And something that's been over that nation more than 40 years is going to break. So keep watch for that. Keep watch right now. Okay. And keep watch for that triangular agreement that's happening between China, Russia, and Iran. Remember, this is the year of the snake. Toby, honey, you cannot do this. Toby, stop pulling out things. Toby is pulling out tons of paper towels from the trash while I'm trying to teach. And it looks like Times Square on New Year's Eve to my right here. Toby, honey, what are you doing? Okay. We'll see if we can pick some of this up. See, look, pulling out tons of paper towel and shredding it while I'm trying to teach. Okay. So now, here it is. And now Chris comes. I'm telling you, they're all coming in tonight, guys. They're all coming in. Oh, that was Toby's doing. Toby opened up the trash can.
Toby
opened up the trash can. Oh, Chris, don't try to take it away from him now. I know. Just let him. Chris, just let him eat it right now. Chris, I got to teach, and you're fighting with the dog over paper towels in the office.
No, it's a piper.
Well, I don't
know. He's eating it. Sorry.
Guys, this is my life, and I'm not hiding it. Like, this is what goes on all day long, and I'm not hiding it. And there's my husband over there to the right, and he's just hanging out right now by the door as I'm in the middle of teaching this. So, what are you doing?
He ate the whole viper.
Okay.
It's not good for
you. Do you want me to congratulate him?
Why,
Chris, I'm teaching. Are you coming to say hi quick, or are you leaving?
I'm sorry.
Can I tell you, this goes on in my house all the time. All the time. Oh, my. Oh, the Lord laughs. Oh, I'm sure he laughs, guys. Oh, I am sure. I'm sure he sees this go on, and he just goes like this, like that. That's my, you know, that's my version of what the Lord does when these things happen all together, because now they're all leaving. Okay, good. We can get back to our regularly scheduled broadcast now. Now that we've had that interlude of everybody in the house trying to come in at once. Okay. So let's go back now to the New York Post after all of that. Okay, now this is a developing story, I think, that's going to rock the judicial system. So this is why I'm putting this up, because this is going to rock the judicial system all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, federal judge orders deportation flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gangbangers to return to U.S., blocks Trump from invoking the Alien Enemies Act. A federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump on Saturday from invoking the 18th century Alien Enemies Act to swiftly deport alleged Venezuelan gang members without a hearing, ordering any flights carrying the supposed criminals to turn around. And his name, the judge, is James Boasberg, quickly ordered the Trump administration to halt all removals after the commander-in-chief signed off on a presidential action invoking the 1798 law. Okay, so Venezuelan gangbangers being deported, federal judge is saying, no, bring them back. They deserve a fair hearing. Like, this is what is going on right now. They are in this country illegally. They are from some of the most dangerous gangs on the planet. On the planet. Why don't federal judge James Boasenberg just all have them over for tea and see what happens? I think that's what he should do, right? If he wants the plane to turn around, well, why don't he turn his freaking house into an Airbnb and put them all up there? Because this is nonsense. This is not what our judicial system is for. It is for true justice. Judges are a representative of Almighty God on this earth. And they need to act like such. They need to rule with righteousness. They need to rule with justice and integrity. Now, I'm going to tell you, March 30th, 2024, which, by the way, was a year to the day of Donald Trump's first indictment. So a year to the day after his first indictment comes down, the Lord has me deliver this word. And the excerpt from this word has to do with this, what I've just spoken about. And this is what it said. There shall be a sound across your nation that shall echo in chambers. It shall echo into the chambers of judges. That sound shall cause them to flee from their lusts and their greed. That sound will chase the corruption out into the courtroom, shall chase it into the Capitol. The sound of my Capitol judgments going forth. For I, the Lord, Capitol, shall chastise Congress. I shall chastise them, says the Lord. Walk uprightly in all accountability or forfeit your seat, says the Lord. More shall step down from Congress or suddenly leave in this time than any other time thus far, says the Lord. For their delicate dainties of deceit shall be their meal of choice, and therefore they shall haughtily eat that meal, and it shall crush their seats. Just watch, says the Lord, and the same is for the Supreme Court, says the Lord, and the higher courts, which is what this guy is, Judge James is. So the Supreme Court and the higher courts, you consume the wrong meal in this hour, and you give others a portion of that meal to consume that shall be sickening and stagnation for the body. Your seats shall suffer a break as well, says the Lord. Get in order as a servant, or you wicked servants shall be cast out into darkness, and fools you shall be known as in the book of records for abusing your seat, says the Lord. That is a warning to the judges, given March 30th, 2024, a year to the day exactly from the first indictment against Donald Trump. He warns the Supreme Court and the higher courts. So that's what he says, right? He warns the Supreme Court and he warns the higher courts, which is what this judge is. The Lord says, you consume the wrong meal in this hour, and you give others a portion of that meal to consume that shall be sickening and stagnation to the body. Your seats shall suffer a break as well, says the Lord. Get in order as a servant, or you wicked servant shall be cast out into darkness, and fools you shall be known as in the book of records for abusing your seats, says the Lord. That is a warning to judges like this, in this time, in this window, and that warning goes all the way to the Supreme Court. And now Judge Roberts has come out swinging because Trump came out against this judge. President Trump came out against this judge. They defied the judge's orders. The plane just kept going right to Venezuela or wherever it was going. They didn't turn the plane around. They didn't get in-flight service. And basically, the plane just kept going. So now Roberts, here it is, Chief Justice John Roberts rebukes Trump and allies calling to impeach judges. Let me tell you something. The one who comes out with the rebuke first is the one who is guilty to be impeached themselves. So the fact it was Roberts that came out, who rushed, by the way, Donald Trump swearing in, rushed it so much he couldn't even put his hand on the Bible, because Roberts purposely rushed it He is the one of the Supreme Court judges that has now come out swinging from this. And the one that comes out swinging first accusing is normally the one that is sitting on a stack of crimes and guilt that is going to be overturned and exposed in this season. I am telling you right now, Roberts is being highlighted for a reason. He's being drawn out for a reason. I would watch closely what goes on with Chief Justice Roberts. It's only going to be him. There's another one of the Supreme Court that's going to have to step down too. Because God is calling the courts into order. In God's court, there is order. In God's court, there is righteousness. In God's court, we have a defense. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he is our advocate without ceasing before the throne of God in his court day and night. And God in this time is going to be calling the courts into order. And you will see more judges' seats overturned in this time than you have seen in decades. You will see more judges exposed for taking bribes, exposed for rulings that deals were made under the table, exposed for being paid off by high-level members of the Democrat and Republican parties. Some of these judges aren't even judges. They're props that have been put there by very corrupt departments at the highest levels of government. And they're going to be weeded out in this time. They're going to be exposed in this time. They're going to be overturned this time. And it's going to trigger a fault line that is going to go through the appellate courts and the Supreme Court of this nation in this time. And not only in this nation, in Canada as well, in Mexico as well, in England as well. You're going to see a fault line triggered. You're going to see justice rise up out of France in the midst of this. You're going to see a move of judges in France as well. Because God is the righteous judge. And he has taken that judgment seat in this time. And this is why those who call themselves judges, who make deals with devils, who make deals with derelicts, who make deals with the corrupt. In this time, their extracurricular activities are going to be exposed, including judges who have been involved in the abuse of children. In this time, are going to be overturned, their files open, their stash found, their computer seized, and it's going to come out one after the other in this time. Because God in this time is dealing with the judges, and God in this time is dealing with the Supreme Court. And one that was falsely planted there, a burden of conviction by God himself, is going to fall on them. And they either yield to the conviction or they will be replaced. This is what is happening in this time. We saw it happen in Brazil when I prophesied from the Lord about the Supreme Court in Brazil. And then we saw a whole scenario take place of exposure in Brazil, of an attempted coup even, I believe. In Brazil, it was an elaborate attempt that happened recently in the past couple of months. We are watching this happen now. We are watching the fault lines being triggered. We are watching the percolating happen. We are watching the files that go back decades being ordered to be released in this time. Panama yesterday had an explosion of some type of reactor or something to do with that. And most of Panama was without power. Watch the Panama canal. There is a war brewing over that canal. There is going to be an attack on that canal. So I, in this time, would watch the Panama Canal. Okay. And our team found it. Just so you know, April 18th, 2022 was when I spoke about the Christmas chair. When I spoke about the dream with Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and I spoke about it, it taking place at Martha's Vineyard, our team found it. And just so you know, it was April of 2022 that was released. So you can go back to the archive blog and you can look into that and you can read into that, because that whole family line is being redeemed. That whole Kennedy family line, through Robert Kennedy and through the events of these files and through what God is doing, the Lord is going to begin to redeem all the cycles that happened in that family line. All the cycles that happened because certain family members gave that family line over to the work of the kingdom of darkness. And that family line, it's very interesting, in this time is being highlighted and is being dealt with. Because you have RFK Jr., right? Who is making America healthy again. And now you've got these files being released, and you have them being released between the window between Purim and Passover. And you have the DOJ scrambling because Donald Trump doesn't want any of it redacted. You see all of these things that have been hidden away in vaults and deep in the DOJ and deep in the Pentagon, that the corrupt members of the Biden administration, the Obama administration, the Bush administration hid away. Those are all being opened in this time. Those safes, those vaults are being opened in this time. And decades worth of what has been hidden, decades, is coming out in the open, including about Oklahoma City and what really happened there. I would watch Oklahoma City too. That's another one I would watch right now. I would watch Oklahoma City for an attempted part two of what happened so long ago there with the Oklahoma City bombing. So I would watch and pray and just intercede, because the corrupt are so desperate right now. The enemy is in such a rage right now that they want to attempt at strategic points on the map right now, attacks to turn the attention of the country to that and off of what is being released. So they have been desperately scrambling to try to cause a multi-point attack on the map to happen. Because when these files are released and the other things that have been laid hidden for decades are released, the corrupt are so desperate and the enemy is so desperate, they want to redirect people's attention away from that. So I would pray right now, because the enemy is out for blood. The enemy is out to commit violence. He is bringing an outcry before this nation. He's bringing an outcry in the nation right now. That spirit of Amalek is bringing an outcry in this nation right now. They're going to look to cause at a strategic time another George Floyd in this nation that is coming up. They are going to look to do that in this time, because the enemy wants to stir up strife in this time, in a window when the people of God should be focused, should be in prayer, should be declaring the word, should be going deeper with the Lord. This very serious window between Purim and Passover that also has to do with promotion for the people of God. The enemy is bringing an outcry to stir up strife and to get people's attention on multi-point attacks on the map that have been set in motion. So pray and intercede. And no matter what happens, you keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. You press towards the mark of the high calling. You continue down that path with the Lord, because we have to come under God's wings and take refuge right now. Psalm 91. His truth is our shield and buckler, because we have to do that right now. We have to come under his wings and take refuge in the middle of a very, very intense time. It's percolating in this nation. It's percolating in England. It is percolating between Iran and Israel right now with the backing of Russia and China. It is the year of the snake in China. Snakes go out to hunt. They go out to hunt. They go and rear up for a strike. And there's a quid pro quo going on between those three nations right now. And now what Israel has done in the window between Purim and Passover, unleashing this barrage of attacks and breaking the ceasefire without warning, because Hamas would not release the hostages. There's another nation around Israel that is going to attempt to strike it near Passover. There is a nation around Israel that is going to attempt to strike it and launch a barrage of missiles at it, going towards Passover, for what just happened today. So pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters also, because what has happened over there, you know, I think sometimes Israeli intelligence agencies allow things to grow in order to get information and get infiltration. And then all of a sudden it becomes a man-eating plant. And I think partly that's what happened. Partly. With Hamas. And it's very sad, because you have innocent little children being taught to hate from a young age. And innocent little children in the middle of this being taught just the rage from the enemy. And it's a very sad situation. But it has to be uprooted. It has to be uprooted. The Lord said it in Zephaniah, and it has to be uprooted. So just pray and watch, because that is going to take a very, very sharp turn, very fast right now, what is happening over there. So between that and the JFK files and what is happening with the judges, there are fault lines that are being triggered in this nation. And one of them is running down the East Coast. One of them is running all the way down the East Coast, because that fault line is set to be triggered again in this time, in this window, in this year of Purim, in this year of reversals. Purim is marked this year. It's marked next year by a blood moon. This is a year of reversals. A year of them. It is marked for that reason. And it's marked by a blood moon. And there is good reason for that. So we have to be sober-minded and vigilant right now, and be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and seasons, so we can pray against and target our prayers against the arrows of the enemy to destroy those attacks before they accomplish the fullness of what the kingdom of darkness wants accomplished. So be in prayer about that as well, as we begin to end here today. So a couple of things here at the end. Praise the Lord. I still feel the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that the people of God are being moved into such a time of promotion in this time. Because we have to be positioned where God has ordained us to be in this time in order to help lead this nation through some of the treachery that it will endure at the hands of desperate groups, desperate pacts, desperate communist nations that have made pacts with those in high places in this nation. The people of God cannot shake when the world is shaking. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant and steadfast in our faith. So remember that. Okay. First, we have the gala. So let's just put that up quickly. Save the date for our second annual Ark of Grace Gala. It's going to be September 6, 2025. You can call the phone number on the screen or scan the QR code. We hope to see you there. We will have animals. So you will get to do a meet and greet with some of the animals of Ark of Grace. So we're looking very forward to that. Also, quickly, we're going to put up MyPillow. First, there's Duchess on her MyPillow approved dog bed. And if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC, you can save quite a bit right now on all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. Mike Lindell now has the MyCross, which is designed after the cross he's been wearing, I think, for over 20 years. They have dog beds. They have robes. They have sheets. Of course, they have pillows. So you can be a blessing by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC. And also QE Strong. QE Strong is pain relief that is totally natural. So basically, it doesn't at all use the normal methods or original methods that you see as far as medications. It's a more natural way of pain relief. They have patches for pain, anxiety. They have patches for your pets. We put the pain patches on Toby, and they actually do help him. And they also have red light therapy now, and you can actually target it on your joints. And red light therapy is known to reduce inflammation as well as help with pain. So they are one of our partners. You can use promo code ARC today for a discount. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We are leaving for Arkansas, so I am bringing my equipment with me just in case, because we don't know what is going to happen the rest of the week with what is set to unfold, and we will be putting out shorts as well. Hope to see some of you in Arkansas. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. The word of God is living, active, and current for every generation, and we need to be speaking it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Ephesians 1 and 3, those scriptures from those chapters are in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I speak those every day as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, so important to adopt into your prayer life. Psalm 51 as well, created me a clean heart, O God. I did that before I went live tonight. So I say that psalm quite often. We have to give our hearts and souls a bath. We do. The flesh is at enmity with God. And so we need to give our hearts and souls a bath and humble ourselves quite often before the Lord. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. I'm sure at some point soon the JFK files will drop. You never know what's going to be in them. We'll see if we can talk about them this week. We'll see what comes out. It's 80,000 pages worth. So stay tuned for that as well. So thank you everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening and keep the faith. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women, Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.